Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to this episode of the Ace of Spada podcast, hosted by your boy right here, Anthony Spada. And on today's episode, what am I going to dive into? I honestly don't know. I just popped it up onto my screen because I thought this would be really useful information for you. And it honestly has dealt with something that I, as a coach, have dealt with multiple, like, cases with. We live in a world where everything is go, 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 go. And I'm going to talk about today digestion, how to actually optimize digestion. I think it's one of the most overlooked aspects to someone's life and can honestly make you a better person, better bodybuilder, whatever you're into. It will honestly make you feel better, make you feel happier. Things will change. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about the digestion aspect, how to optimize that, and maybe go into a little bit about what actually communicates between the gut and the brain. I'm going to try to do this in a shorter episode, just because I am trying to go eat. Isn't that funny? I eat and. I could have rushed and ate right before I did this, but I wanted to get this so I could get it done. So how many times, I want to ask you a question, and I kind of want you to kind of pause this after I ask you. How many times a day do you experience bloating, gassing, gargling in your stomach? Like, how often do you actually feel those? Because I remember when whatever I was eating, which was a lot of processed foods, I was eating fairly quickly, and it was not all single ingredient whole foods. One thing is, I noticed that I would get a lot of bloating and gassing. And as any other dude, what do we guys actually kind of mark us? I'm going to say, you guys don't know this, but at least for guys, it's like, hey, I farted. Oh, cool. Well, actually, that's a sign that you have some indigestion going on, which means you might not be actually intaking the proper amount of nutrients that you're actually eating. So you might not even get the full benefit of the food by not optimizing your digestion correctly. And I often see it with my clients. And one thing I want to stress before I even get into that, which I will discuss stress, because a stress component is part of every single gastrointestinal health issue. So let's get into it. First one is, I want to get into this. So we're going to start it right off. But before, yes, that brought it back to my mind. I totally just blanked where I was going. One thing that I want to say is, do not throw the kitchen sink at a gut issue. Yes, as a coach, I do see many times that there is bloating or gassing, but this is where you look at someone's stress levels, you look at someone's habits when it comes to eating, and I'm going to get into those habits right here, but you don't have to throw the kitchen sink at it. Throw glutamine, throw aloe vera juice, throw all these different supplements. You don't have to throw them at them all at once. See if actually improving the behaviors around the eating can change first, and that will actually allow you to have proper digestion. So first one, and the one thing that so many people do not do in today's society, is chew your food. Man, most people think that your digestion actually starts like when it's down in your belly, when actually mechanical digestion actually begins in the mouth. You have a few actually enzymes in it that are in there that break down the proteins, carbs, and fats, and it actually, mechanical digestion is the act of chewing your food into a paste-like texture, and it is moistened by your saliva, because your saliva contains those enzymes that help start to break down the food already. So chewing your food properly, make sure that you allow yourself to have a smooth transition from the mouth to the esophagus and then down into the small intestine, is really kind of key. So what I suggest for clients is honestly just enjoy the food and be present. Along with chewing, I typically say around 15 to 30 chews per bite of food. You might think, wow, my jaw is going to hurt. No, it might not be the case, because when you have that saliva, it actually moistens your mouth, and it's actually not that bad. It's when things are very dry and not very pleasant to eat that your jaw actually gets tired. Or if things are tough, like you overcook a steak. Been there, done that. Not a good idea, folks. One thing I want to suggest too is, like I said, kind of just be present in the moment and allow yourself to actually just chew the food. Put the fork down and chew your food properly. No reason to shovel one bite in and then chew, like do like two chews and then shovel more food in. Actually take your time with it. That will allow you to really like absorb all the nutrients that you need, will allow for a smooth transition. This is probably one of the keys that I see that is most commonly disregarded by all my clients, is that they don't take the time to actually chew their food. They just want to get it in as much as possible and as quick as possible. So that's the first one, is chew your food. Number two is choose foods that actually agree with you. The biggest sign of bloating, and the biggest way that I at least combat bloating with all my clients, first thing is I find what meal actually causes bloating. So when I ask on a check-in, I am actually asking, hey, what meals or what specific foods do you actually have bloating from? Typically, we see a lot of gluten or dairy or FODMAP foods, and I go and I do sort of an elimination right away. I will take them out and I'll see how they react throughout the next week. But when you get bloating, take note. One thing that I suggest all my clients do, at least when they start to experience this, if they can't nail it down right then and there on the spot when I ask them, is I suggest actually using your notes app in your phone and keeping a food journal. Log how you feel after each meal. If you notice any bloating, gassiness, you feel lethargic, a lot of these symptoms are that it's improperly being used by the body, and that might actually lead to those. So taking out those foods. And I also like to replace them with another single whole ingredient food. A lot of these foods I often see some of the clients are, is because some clients do If It Fits Your Macros, some clients do some meal plans, some clients do a mix. But when you want to replace foods, replace them with whole nutrient-dense foods. This will allow you to get more emphasis on getting proper nutrition in your system, allow you to actually feel better. Trust me, every single time I've taken clients off any sort of processed food and replaced it with a whole food, nutrient-dense food, they have really improved tremendously. Also, one thing I want to say, you know, this is actually kind of, there has been studies saying they don't show it, but sweeteners are one that I see actually cause a lot of bloating. Typically, any also sugar-free gums also, because they have sugar alcohols and sugar additives. While they may be sugar-free, that's a lot of stuff there that they're putting in to make it taste sweet. And it can cause a lot of problems within your actual gut, making it hard to digest. Don't you know how they always say, if you swallow gum, it takes like 6 years to kind of digest? I mean, that's false, but it can cause problems. So that's what they were kind of hinting at when it comes down to that. So increase your food variety, choose more whole foods that are nutrient dense, and choose foods that agree with you. Some people will find foods sometimes like, one thing I see all the time, I'm going to give you one food, for example, broccoli. That's a cruciferous vegetable, which can lead to a lot of gassing and a lot of bloating in the actual stomach and everything. So that's one food that I always see, and I always actually replace it with green beans, because green beans, at least from most clients' perspective, has digested perfectly with them, and they're able to add them in, and they actually enjoy them. So choosing foods that agree with you is number two. Okay, I got into this already before, but we live in a go environment nowadays. Everybody is always like, we utilize your lunch break, but we live in a go, and what does that cause your stomach to say? I actually joked about this in my post the other day. It says no, but it really does, because like I said, the faster you eat, the more likely your body's actually gonna have struggle breaking it down later down the line in the system. So one thing though that is huge, I said it earlier, is that every single digestive component or every single digestive issue, whether it is leaky gut or something, can be kind of solved at least a little bit. Some supplementation, especially with leaky gut, I do supplementation, but there's a huge stress component on it. And I'm actually going to touch on that when I get into the gut-brain axis. Good thing I could talk today. That's fine. But this is a big one. And there's four pillars to that through which it is. Perceived stress, circadian disruption, glycemic dysregulation, and some increase in inflammatory signals. But one thing is, a lot of people actually don't give themselves enough time to properly get into their parasympathetic nervous system. I've touched on this multiple times in the podcast before, but if you don't know, your parasympathetic is your rest and digest mode. Your sympathetic is your fight or flight. A lot of people, whether, like I wrote on a post before, a lot of people get an email while they're in the car, stress. You hit traffic, stress. You forget a meal, stress. Like, all these things are stress related. And working out, though, is an acute stress. There's a difference between acute and chronic. Chronic is that built up over time throughout the day. Every single time you get an email, you get stress. You build up this cortisol response, and it plays a big role in it. So one thing that this is commonly a big one is people are just in a rush to eat, and it just leads to problems. Like I said, when you're in a rush, you're going to get into a sympathetic nervous system. Your heart's going to start to race. You're going to start to produce more cortisol. And when you start to produce more cortisol, guess what happens? Your body starts to retain on to everything. And that is a no. That is a no-go here. So this is a big one. So you want to actually get into your rest and digest mode. And how do you even do that? Especially maybe when you're at lunch at work, you can't light a candle. You can't sit in a dark environment, which I'm doing right now, actually. But I'm standing because I got a cool standing desk, which, by the way, if you guys haven't gotten a standing desk, this thing is freaking phenomenal. So one thing to actually trigger your PNS, that's your parasympathetic nervous system, is to do some belly breathing. So what I always recommend clients to do is before each meal, just to kind of make sure we're taking care of that, is to do a 4-second inhale, a 1-second exhale, or 1-second hold, and then a 4-second exhale. Do that 10 times, and you'll really feel like, you'll feel kind of a weight come off your shoulders. And that's how you know you're gonna be activated. Also, I got a few other tips. Like I said, kind of put your fork down and everything. Enjoy the moment. A lot of people nowadays, like I said, are in a rush to eat, or they eat while they're working. I used to be someone who did that. But one thing that you have while you're at work for most people is a lunch break. Take advantage of it. Enjoy the moment. Be present. One thing that I try to avoid myself is, and I'm actually learning this myself, is to actually not be on my computer or like watching something, but actually just enjoying the food for what it is and enjoying the meal. That will allow you to stay present, because say you're on your computer and you're eating, or you're like, you're watching something like a YouTube video or something, and all of a sudden an email pops up, bam, stressed. You get into that sympathetic nervous system, body starts to produce cortisol. Like I said, it's a no-go. And another one, this is a big one, before I even get to tip number four, another pro tip for getting into your PNS is, everybody believes in the anabolic window. Bro, I got to get in my protein shake. One thing I want you guys to do is I want you guys to actually take your time when you get home. One thing that I have that I do myself, and I have actually a good amount of my clients do, is take Morphocom. Yes, I mean, the podcast is sponsored by Morphogen Nutrition, which, shameless plug, you can use code SPADA for 10% off to actually use this product. I mean, it's not in stock right now, but when it comes back in, I actually have them on the ride home from the gym. I have them kick in half a serving of Morphocom. That will allow us to kind of trigger that cortisol support, trigger the hormone support, get you back into that calm state, which, like I said, will get you into your rest and digest mode. But if you can't do that, or you don't want to use that supplement, one thing I recommend is on the way home, start doing your belly breathing, but also possibly wait 30 minutes to 1 hour after your workout. You should feel hungry after your workout. If you're not, that means that you haven't come down from that stress environment. So there's a few ways to actually test this out, but one thing is hunger signal is the biggest one. Number two, you can also test your blood glucose after your when you get home after your workout. If you have a blood glucose that's really high, technically that's between somewhere just above 100, which can happen a lot, especially if you're stressed, is I would go take your shower and then eat. Give yourself some time to kind of wind down, allow yourself to get into that hot shower, allow yourself to relax. The anabolic window is not real. Don't worry, your gains are not going to be missing, but you can really benefit from actually taking your time and allowing yourself to kind of calm down, settle down. I actually had a client. I posted it on my story yesterday. You can follow me at Spada Fitness. Another shameless plug. I don't know why I'm doing that today. You guys all know where to follow me. But one thing I saw was he was getting a lot of indigestion. And I was wondering what it was from. And I was like, and like I said, don't throw the kitchen sink at it. So this is what I did. I asked him just straight up. I was like, hey, when you start to eat, he noticed with this post-workout meal, he was having problems digesting it. So I was like, okay, how long are you giving? And he was given like 15 to 20 minutes after his workout. And I was like, that's way too soon because you're still in that sympathetic nervous system. Your body's gonna just keep blood where it needs to go, and you don't want it to go to the stomach. So what did we do? We just shifted his time back and we implemented steps three and steps one, which is chew food more properly and also allow yourself to be present in the moment and enjoy the food, but wait a bit longer. I shifted it back to around 45 minutes for him. To allow himself to get home, get in the shower, and then eat. That's really paid off for him as he looks fuller, he looks better, no bloating and everything. So, yeah, so that is number three is getting into your parasympathetic nervous system. All right, next one is walking after your meals. Everybody goes, shouldn't you walk before to kind of get into that PNS? While you can. I think it's also a great PNS activity in general, but it's also been shown that gastric emptying, which is how long it actually takes for food to go down from the stomach to the intestine, improves walking. What does this actual gastric emptying do? Well, if your food's not in your stomach for a while, what's that going to lead to? That's going to lead to less bloating and less gassing after your meal. So that's a huge pro right there. Being able to actually improve how well your body digests food is pretty cool. Also, you get to hit your step goal. I'm pretty sure a good amount of you who listen to this podcast probably work with a coach and you probably have a step goal. So definitely can do that. Get in like 10 minutes, you can get in like 1,000 steps, maybe 1,500. I don't know. I walk kind of slow, so don't blame me here. But that can prevent a lot of bloating and gassing feelings. There have also been other studies done that show you have a better control of your blood sugar if you walk after the meals. I find myself that I actually feel better and feel more energized because I think that the body's properly digesting the food, properly allowing nutrients to be absorbed, and that just leads to more benefits overall. So those are four tips right there that can actually help you improve digestion. But I kind of want to go into real quick, just touch on it. a little bit. Actually, I won't. Actually, I'm going to save this for next time. I'm going to keep educating you guys. So keep letting me know what you guys want to hear. Next time, I'm going to go into the gut-brain axis. I think this one's a huge topic that a lot of people don't understand when it comes down to it, is that your gut and your brain communicate with each other. So if you're feeling stressed and your brain knows it, so does your gut. So I'm going to touch on that next time. And I'm going to touch about how stress actually triggers the gut and what problems can come from it. So that's pretty cool. But those are four tips for you guys to really start implementing yourself that I implement all the time with my clients. If you want to hop on board, there's an application in the show notes to Symbiote Strength, guys. What does Symbiote stand for? I always say it. It's a bond that creates superhuman abilities. I allow my clients to kind of take control of their life through the proper nutrition, proper training, and honestly leads them to feeling like they're superhuman. So if you want to feel that way and you want to know some more about digestion and how to really optimize it outside of that and how I really take care of my clients, come join the team. That's the best way to get a glimpse of it, is actually come join the Symbiote Strength team. But also, I want to give you guys a preview over what I am dropping on Thursday, episode, I don't even know, 103? Yeah, 103, I think, is featuring Brandon De Cruz. Yes, he came on before. We touched on metabolic adaptations. This time, we discuss everything reverse dieting. When you're ready, what is it? Things to know when to make changes within your reverse diet. Man, every single question you could possibly have about reverse dieting, I asked on this podcast. I am so excited to get this one out to you guys because it was pretty cool what we were able to create. We did this one a few weeks ago. So you guys are in for a really, really good educational episode. I really want to change things into more of an educational podcast, not just motivate you guys, but actually give you guys some education about what is going on in your body and how to optimize your body as best as you can. That's why I came out with this episode today. That's why I want to continue to do these. While I will, sometimes if I don't have the time, I will do a shorter episode. But I mean, this has been one of the longest Monday episodes yet. So I thank you guys for listening to this one. If you could and you really did enjoy it, share it on Instagram. Tag me at Spade of Fitness on your Instagram story. Share it with a friend who might have digestive issues. It might even come from one of those four things: not actually chewing your food, not getting into your PNS, choosing the right foods, and walking after meals. Some of those things can actually help a lot of people. So if you took a lot away from it, share it with a friend because they could probably take away from it too. And if you guys could, go scroll down to the bottom if you're listening on Apple and leave us a 5-star review and subscribe to the podcast. I got some cool guests coming on to record for 2021. I've been excited. I'm finally getting back to recording. I'm trying to get some cool guests on. So if you guys have any suggestions too, hit me up in the DMs. I'm always willing to take on suggestions over what clients or what people to actually have come on the show. So that's it for this episode of the Ace of Spade podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed this educational one, and I'll catch you guys on Thursday for reverse dieting with Brandon De Cruz.